Blind Spot premiered last Wednesday on NBC. Rob Brown, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Where you talking to us from this morning?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York.
Are you home?
Yes, I'm home. I'm in Fort Greene, like across the street from the stage where we shoot.
Awesome. Excellent.
Okay, Rob Brown, Blind Spot. I'm in. I tried watching it last season, but my attention span is really bad, and you have to pay a close attention to this show. You can't be doing a lot of other things, you know. So I watched like the first three episodes, and then I was out. I just couldn't keep up. But I went back. I downloaded episode one of season two last night. And I'm back. I can follow this. But you understand, right? It's a hard show to keep up with.
We move around a lot. We're not a slow show. And I guess you do have to pay a little bit of attention. There's some detail to it. There's a lot of mythology. But fortunately, we're a bingeable show. So if you have some free time, you can stream it. And I think maybe it would be easier for you to watch it in that fashion.
Who is Edgar Reed?
Edgar Reed is an FBI agent, actually. And my boss's name is tattooed to this beautiful woman's back. So I'm employed to help him figure out why his name is tattooed on her back. I feel like Edgar is the voice of reason within the group. Mm. In a lot of ways, kind of acts as a viewpoint, as the audience's viewpoint.
And what can we expect from Edgar Reed this season?
Well, I think Edgar strays a little bit,
gets
a little off course at the end of season one. Some things were shaken up, especially for him within his group, within the family of the FBI team, and. Edgar has some personal demons he has to deal with that definitely affect his job and his relationships, especially with his partner, Zapata. So throughout season two, there's this great arc with Edgar and Zapata as well as they investigate something outside of, I guess, what would be the norm of their job.
Does Edgar go and you know, stray on some other woman's back or something? What
Well, I mean, that wording is kind of crazy. No, Edgar doesn't do anything wrong.
Because he seems kind of straight.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, he seems like the kind of straight, narrow kind of guy.
Yeah, I don't think we're not going to go Jerry Springer with the ladies with it. But Edgar, you know, a lot of times in these shows, men, their emotions are driven by something typical as that, you know, cheating on a spouse or
right.
upsetting the love interest. And I think we got something, I guess, juicier than that. You know, we go a little deeper. There's more justification for emotion than just, oh, the love interest is upset. So our writers gave us a lot to do, and I think you'll enjoy the arc as this season progresses.
You know,
I got it. I'm in. I watched episode one last night of season two. And you explained a lot of stuff that I didn't understand in season one because I didn't go through the whole season, and you got me there. I'm in. I'm watching tonight.
And you're really great eye candy for a lot of us, Rob. I got to tell you. And people are texting that in as well because you look great in a suit. I really like a man who looks good in a suit. But you also make an FBI vest look good.
You know, it's not terrible to go to work every day and be fairly sharp. You know, just our wardrobe department, our costume department does a fantastic job keeping all of us fit. And Tom, to your point, that now that you're back, our show is designed for people to come in at basically any entry point. And you did get caught up in that first episode. We came in kind of hot. So episode two, which is tonight actually at 8, I think will be bigger and we'll answer some more questions, but we'll create a situation where you're going to ask more as well. So hopefully you stay on board for longer.
We asked the question earlier, if a black woman was in a duffel bag in the middle of Times Square all tattooed up, do you think this show was would get greenlit?
Do I think the show would have been greenlit?
That was their question, man, Rob.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one. Gotta be honest, I hope it would be. Because that would be fantastic. I'm gonna talk to some writers. We gotta get some more people. We gotta get some more ethnicities out of these duffel bags. Let's get everybody out of these duffel bags. I'm down to see it all.
All right, Rob. All right. Rob Brown.
Blind Spot tonight.
All right. Thank you,
guys. NBC. And that's what, after The Voice? You watching The Voice, Sim?
Yes, I am.
Gotta be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.